And then when you come back second time, they call that hoeing the cotton. You're taking out the grass is in it then. And then it stands like that, and then it grows and then blooms, and then the bolls come on it, and just in a short while then the bolls is open. And then you got to go back then and pick this cotton. And when they pick this cotton, they have, you know, sacks is to put on the shoulders, and it hang down and drag on the ground, and they pick the cotton and put in it until the bag get full, and then they would take it to a wagon and empty this cotton in a basket. And you get your basket full, and then they would weigh this cotton up and put it on the wagon.
Did everybody have their own basket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have to have your own basket, which I didn't. I always didn't love to pick cotton. So I would have put my cotton with somebody else, because I wasn't going to pick that much.
Well, what about, you said you put it in sacks before you put it in the basket?
Mm-hmm.
So,
because you'd be going up and down the row. And see, you couldn't just pick a handful and put it in the basket, because you'd have to fill your bag full and take it to the basket and empty it in this basket and get so much in there, and then they weigh it up in that basket.
What'd you call that kind of sack you put in?
Well, long then they would use what they called Altenburg sacks.
Did you see something else you used later on?
Well, they used, you know, just like the sacks they would get the guarana in, the fertilizer in it. Well, a lot of people would wash those sacks and save them and use those as a picket, and they'd call that, I think they call that the croaker bags, you know, to put cotton in then.
But you could put it in that too.
Mm-hmm. I see they did that to keep from buying this Altenburg. Those Altenburg, you would have to buy that material and make that bag. And so they went to using these sacks from the fertilizer that was in order to keep from buying.
How'd you make this bag?
Well, the mothers or the wives would take them to the sewing machine and sew them up.
Oh, you had a sewing machine?
Mm-hmm. They would have a sewing machine, and then they'd make them on that sewing machine, just like people make garments now.
Mm-hmm. What about your clothes? Were they made that
way? Well, yeah, with the sewing machine? Yeah, those that could sew would make the clothes and make the children clothes.
Did
like
your mother sew?
Yes, she did.
Did she sew with the machine or by hand?
Well, she did both, by the machine and by hand too.
What'd she make? Did she make some other things besides clothes?
Well, yeah, she said she made the boys, you know, clothes as well as the girls' clothes. Mm-hmm.
And did she ever make maybe something for the bed or something?
Yeah, quilts.
But now
the quilts, they mostly made those quilts by hand.
Now what would they be like?
Those quilts. Well, you would take them and you'd have to piece this top up. Then after you piece this top up, then you get your line in. And then you put your lining down, and then you take this cotton and pad this line, and then you take that top and put on top of that cotton, and then you quilt it then, and that's the way it's called, a quilt. You have to quilt that lining and cotton together with this top, and that makes the quilt.
So you'd use cotton to fill it?
To pad it.
Uh-huh. Now where would you get that cotton?
Well, it's just like when they take these bales of cotton to the gin, well, usually they would take out some for that purpose, for quilling cotton, they call it, quilting cotton. And then they would take that back home, and then that's where they would get this cotton, is to pad these quilts from.
So would they put the cotton in their seeds and all?
No. See, when you take this cotton to the gin gins those seeds out of this cotton. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you would wait till it'd been ginned?
That's before you pad your quilt with it. Uh-huh. It's been ginned.